The Cretaceous period isn't as hot as the Jurassic. Temperatures are still hotter than today, but the relatively cooler climate allows the dinosaurs to be more active. This is an advantage for the meat-eaters, who expend more energy in a fight than the plant-eaters. The Albertosaurus also has a cavernous stomach. It can eat a cow in a single meal. Its endless appetite drives it to kill.
The Albertosaurus paces back and forth, pushing the herd into a tighter formation. From experience, it knows that if they're packed in too tight, then they'll lose their ability to move independently, and that's when he'll strike.
The brain of the Pachyrhinosaurus can only think of one thing at a time. They react rather than plan. If they're focused on an attacker, they're not attuned to their environment.
One by one, the Pachyrhinosaurus are being pushed into the river as the herd moves back. Normally, these dinosaurs would be able to swim without any trouble, but now they're in panic mode, and it's every dinosaur for himself. In their struggle to get away from the Albertosaurus, they begin to drown each other.
The Pachyrhinosaurus can swim like a dog, holding its head above water and paddling with its feet. But this is impossible when they're tightly packed together. Albertosaurus was not a good swimmer. Its small arms are useless in the water, leaving it to rely on its two powerful legs.
Even though the Albertosaurus is capable of swimming, there is no way it's going to get into a flooded river. But the sight of the herd floating downstream is too much for him to ignore, so he heads off to follow the river and look for an opportunity to snatch one from the water.
The protective frill of the Pachyrhinosaurus is capable of showing color. It may even reflect its emotions.